From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 10th. Coming up, the city of Danville has torn down hundreds of vacant buildings in recent years, buildings that were abandoned as the town lost jobs and people. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows will tell us about the city's hopes of one day rebuilding in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In an effort to address understaffing at Illinois' nursing homes during the pandemic, Governor J.B. Pritzker last year allowed temporary nursing assistants to take on the duties of a certified nursing assistant. As Derek Cantu reports, state lawmakers are now debating whether to make these positions permanent.
Advocates of permanent TNAs at nursing homes say it will help address a problem of TNAs not being able to engage in direct patient care without first pursuing advanced education. However, critics of the proposal, including Andrew Kretschmar of the Services Employees International Union, say the state should instead focus on raising workforce standards.
We don't believe that by creating a lower paid position that is not receiving as much training on the front lines of what we've just witnessed is a recipe for success.
Other suggestions offered this legislative session would be for Illinois to join a multi-state nurse licensure compact, which makes it easier for certain nurses to practice in multiple states. I'm Derek Cantu.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he hopes negotiations with Republicans on President Biden's $3 trillion infrastructure bill will produce results soon. Speaking Friday at the University of Illinois' Willard Airport in Savoy, Durbin says with an evenly divided U.S. Senate, Democrats are negotiating with Republicans on several bills in addition to infrastructure.
I'm working on immigration, police reform, bipartisan approach, and I want it to work. But there'll come a point where we have to get something done and done soon. So I hope it's a good faith bipartisan effort that produces a work product soon.
Durbin declined to give a specific time frame as to when Democrats would try to go it alone on the infrastructure bill. That would likely require changes to the Senate filibuster rules, which currently require 60 votes for most bills to proceed. Republicans' counterproposal to Biden's bill is only about a fifth of the cost and is restricted to more traditional infrastructure spending like roads and bridges, public transit, and water systems. Champaign County health officials say they're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get the COVID vaccine. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
The demand for the vaccine has gone down in recent weeks, and that's made it possible for more vaccine clinics to offer walk-ins, no appointment needed. CU Public Health Deputy Administrator Wace Vade says the health district has also been busy with pop-up clinics hosted at churches, high schools, the county jail, as well as at trailer parks, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters.
And we are doing it during evenings and weekend hours so that people don't have to leave their work and come for those clinics. So we are doing it by making it much more accessible for people of all walks of life.
Vade says when migrant farm workers begin arriving later this month from the southern U.S. and Mexico, they'll work with the local migrant clinic to get them access to the vaccine as well. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County reported 47 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, along with the county's 146th death from the virus. 18 county residents were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of yesterday. The University of Illinois Urbana campus reported just one COVID-19 case on Saturday and no new cases on Friday. It was the first day in months that no new cases had been reported on campus. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the city of Danville's building demolition program, including some of the memories being torn down along with vacant buildings. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st. And I'm curious, what issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. General Motors and General Electric, those are just two of the major employers that have left the Danville area over the last 50 years. And as the Vermilion County town lost manufacturing jobs, it also lost people, about 12,000 people compared to its peak population of more than 42,000 in 1970. The losses left Danville with many empty and decaying buildings. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports on how the city is tearing down those buildings with the hope that it can one day grow again.
The house on South Buchanan Street had been a familiar sight in Danville's Rabbit Town neighborhood for decades. but a city employee operating a Caterpillar excavator knocked it down in a matter of minutes. Timothy Dixon came out to watch the final moments of a house where he had spent a lot of time growing up.
Just to see it go, I'm not no emotional person, you know, but it'd been nice if we could have still had it here.
The house once belonged to Dixon's grandparents. He remembers visiting his grandmother there often until her passing and living there for a time himself. Dixon says his sister owned the house in 2017 when an electrical fire reduced it to a shell.
It's just something that's been in the family for decades, half a century, as a matter of fact.
The city of Danville acquired this house in a delinquent tax sale, just as it acquired most of the more than 350 buildings it's torn down since 2016. All of the buildings were considered too damaged to save. And for Mayor Ricky Williams Jr., their demolition has been a necessary step towards Danville's future growth.
We have a great excess of housing in our community, a lot of which has become abandoned and dilapidated.
Williams says getting rid of blighted buildings frees land up for redevelopment and eliminates buildings that could collapse or attract crime. One example dates back to 2015 when Scott Eisenhower was mayor of Danville and Williams served on the city council. He says squatters were congregating at vacant commercial buildings on West Main Street downtown, next door to the David Palmer Arena.
So people were getting propositioned and solicited as they came out of meetings. Several years ago, we worked with Mayor Eisenhower to purchase all those properties and get them demolished. And now we have a beautiful green space that welcomes people to town instead of what looks like blighted drug properties.
Danville's demolition program is not unique, not even for central Illinois, where Decatur and Peoria also have building demolition programs. But could any of the buildings Danville has torn down in the last 5 years have been saved? That question is raised by newly elected Alderwoman Tricia Teague. She agrees that once they're beyond reasonable repair, the buildings have to go.
But I also believe that some houses have gone into disrepair because of the poverty in the community and because people have not maybe been aware of the assistance that might be available to them.
Teague says future blight could be prevented if more Danville homeowners knew about home repair and weatherization programs offered by the city and by the local Community Action Agency, where she's a board member. Meanwhile, the city of Danville's demolition program continues, with 46 buildings on the teardown list for this year. And Timothy Dixon, while mourning the loss of his late grandmother's house, says he hopes the city will get around to tearing down an empty house next to his own.
Because the property value will go up and it just don't look good next to my house or anybody else's neighborhood house. So I think they're doing a good job trying to clean up Danville a little bit, trying not to make it look so ghost townish.
Tearing down buildings costs money. Danville spends an average of $12,500 to demolish a house and take environmental safeguards while doing so. But Mayor Williams says he thinks Danville could see new growth in just a few years, thanks in part to the demolition program. For now, he says there are still hundreds of blighted buildings in the city that need to go. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of showers and a high of 63 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Christine Herman, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.